So I'm redoing this because the question needs to be asked. You know, we know that God has ordained evil, but let's not excuse ourselves from pointing out evil. Let's not give ourselves a pass from pointing out sin, the law of sin and death. And God might, peradventure, use this to get the attention of one of his elect people. God uses, God can use a donkey, he can use a song. And so don't be too critical. People always can find, you know, every little word they look at, which is good. That's good doctrine. I value that. Okay? I have no problem with that. But I wanted to say that there is, among a lot of the sovereign grace people, they don't ever want to point out sin because they say God ordained it. They don't ever want to take any kind of actions or point out anything that's going on in our culture up against the Word of God because, you know, they just want to be comfortable. They just want to rest in Christ. But I've often said it's not resting in Christ, it's resting on their laurels. Okay? Now that'll probably make a lot of people upset. But I'm going to do this again. Now I want to point out, like the brother pointed out, that everything is in direct alignment as God so predestinated it. I believe in the absolute predestination of all things. I believe in the absolute predestination of me pointing these things out right now. Okay? I believe that God providentially is having me point this out to those in the Sovereign Grace, Primitive Baptist, Old School movement, that, you know, there was a time when Old School Baptist, Primitive Baptist, preached against sin and called out sin and preached regarding hell and called it out and didn't try to slip slide into annihilation. There was a time when preachers preached on proper dress and not men wearing women's clothing and women wearing men's clothing. There was a time when that happened. There was a time when people, solid preachers preached on creation and didn't get into this gap theory and intelligent design. There was a time when the King James Version was upheld and not all of these corrupted versions. There was a time when false Christians were pointed out when they went into universalism and free willism and one worldism and Masonic. I had a friend of mine tell me that he used to preach in Southern Baptist Church, and he said 60% of the members were Masons. There was a time when preachers, strong predestinarian preachers, taught reprobation and didn't try to use this slippery slide of God just fitted and you fitted yourself for destruction. So now I've preached my little sermonette. I'll try to sing this for you, okay? Where have all the predestinarian preachers gone? Long time lasting. Where have all the predestinarian preachers gone a long, long time ago? Where have all the predestinarian preachers gone? Been replaced with sloppy grace preachers, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where have all the preachers who preached on sin gone? Long time lasting. Where have all the preachers who preached on sin gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the preachers who preached against sin gone? They've gone replaced with sloppy grace preachers, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where has all the modesty preaching gone? long time lasting. Where has all the modesty preaching gone a long, long time ago? Where has all the modesty preachers gone? Gone to anything goes preaching everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the preachers who taught on eternal hell gone? Long time lasting. Where have all the preachers who taught on eternal hell gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the preachers who taught on eternal hell gone? They've been replaced with preachers with annihilation, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the King James Version only preachers gone? Long time lasting. Where have all the King James Version preachers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the King James Version preachers gone? They've been replaced with corrupted version teachers, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where have all the creationists gone? Long time lasting. Where have all the creationists gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the creationists gone? They've been replaced with preachers teaching intelligent design, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the geocentrists gone? Long time lasting. Where have all the geocentrists gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the geocentrists gone? They replaced it with heliocentricity, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Now just remember, we are spinning through space at 6,000 miles an hour, 1,000 miles at the equator. Oh, my. Where have all false Christians gone? Long time lasting. Where have all false Christians gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all false Christians gone? They've gone to the one-worlders, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the true Christians gone? Either home with their father or here with us. You know, that's the point of this message. God will preserve his Christians to the end, but we need to see the distinctive difference. How can you be an elect child of God and teach a doctrine that does not preach against sin? How can you be an elect child of God and condone immodest dress in your family? How can you be an elect child of God and preach annihilation? How can you be an elect child of God and preach out of corrupted versions of the Bible? How can you be an elect child of God and teach intelligent design and the gap theory? How can you be an elect child of God and teach heliocentrism, and that we're a globe and that we're flying through space? How can you be an elect child of God and embrace Masonic Lodge and one world government and Zionism and free will and deny reprobation? That's the point of this song. God bless.